Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Diana Krekus. I'm the Take Action Life Coach. Today, I want to talk about a topic that, you know, I've been looking for some topics to talk about, and today I want to talk about making people happy. You know, sometimes we go out of our way to make people happy, and we really drive ourselves crazy making people happy. And sometimes you have that one person, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, you go out of your way to please that person, and it doesn't work. It really doesn't work. I mean, you bend over backwards, you go out of your way, and it's just like, oh, you didn't do this. Oh, you didn't do that. And it's just amazing. They find everything wrong with whatever you do. It could be a spouse. It could be a parent. It could be even a child. It could be whatever. And it's just amazing. And after a while, it just gets to be toxic. It gets to be where, you know, you go out of your mind trying to really please that person. And it actually starts affecting your health. It starts affecting your psyche. It starts affecting you where it's like, what did I do wrong? You know, it's like, you know, oh, you put too much salt in the food. Oh, you didn't clean good enough, darling. Or, oh, you didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. And it gets to the point that you just give up. You can't please everyone. You can't be that perfect person for that person. You can't be that person that makes that person happy, because you know what? You're not put on this earth to make that person happy. You're really not. You know, it's not like you were born on this earth and on your birth certificate it says, well, you are here to make so-and-so happy. That's not your job description. That's not your, it really isn't, you know. And I see people, you know, in relationships, marriages, where they wear the other person down, you know, like it reminds me, like Edith goes running over to Archie, Archie, let me do this. And Archie's like, looks at her and goes and like, you know, calls her name, or, you know, she goes out of her way making that special dinner, does everything. And no matter what, he goes, oh, geez, you know, and it doesn't satisfy, you know, him. With me, I would have put that pot of soup and poured it over his head, because, you know, she's trying and trying and trying and still nothing. You know, you have to, that just brings me to the point where self-esteem, you have to have self-esteem, and you have to say, you know what, it's like I've done everything I can to please you, and it doesn't work. Well, you know, you have to reevaluate yourself, and you have to say, you know what, I can't do this for you. I can't be your personal happy person pleaser. I really can't. I'm not here on this earth to be just to please you, just to make you happy. And you can't give your power to that person. You really, really can't. Because once you start doing that, especially early in a relationship, that person expects that of you, and then they start sucking the life force out of you, and before you know it, you are their happy person slave, you know, and you do everything for that person. Meanwhile, you lose your identity, you lose who you are, and I see that, like, in, you know, in jobs, too. I see it where you start actually brown-nosing the boss, you know, where, yes, boss, whatever you say, boss. And that person starts really treating you like crap. They really do, because they know they could get away with it, you know. And also in relationships, be it, like, again, the spouse, the, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, significant other, kids will do that to you, too. Oh, they're famous for that one. Oh, yeah, you know, I could treat mom and dad like crap because they're going to do whatever I want because I'm the kid. I'm special. You know, you can't do that. You cannot give away your power. You know, I've seen it, and it's like I want to pull the person, do you realize what you're doing? Do you realize you're giving your power away? And I see that it really relates back to self-esteem. You know, you have to realize your self-worth. You really are important. You really are special. You really are important. And once you start realizing that you really are that important person, you get your power back. You know, and there's nothing wrong with saying, whoa, wait a minute, we need to talk. you know, and it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter that it's your parent. It doesn't matter that your parent's 80 years old and you're 50 years old or 60 years old. You know, if this has been all your life, you really need to sit down with that person and say, hey, you know, you can't do this to me anymore. And it's going to take guts, and it's going to take, you know, sometimes you have to talk to somebody. You might even have to talk to a counselor. You might have to talk to somebody to say, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I'm going to tell you, when you get down to where the pull the layers back and pull the layers back and pull the layers back, you're going to realize it really is a self-esteem issue. And sometimes you have to even pull the layers back even further and realize that what is the core? Why do you feel so bad about yourself? Why do you feel that you need to please somebody? Why do you feel that you don't have that within yourself? Because you really need to please you first. You need to feel good about you first. You know, you have to come first. And a lot of people don't feel that way about themselves. You know, they let society determine who they are. And you can't. You know, you really can't. No matter what, you know, no one's perfect. You're not going to have that perfect hair. You're not going to have that perfect body. You're not going to have that perfect face, you know, and that's what makes you special. That's what makes you unique. You know, you can't let someone determine who you are. You really are, you know, everybody is unique. Everybody is special. And I don't mean special like, you know, like, oh, yeah, you're special, really. No, I'm really meaning sincerely that you are special and you have, you know, special gifts. You have to tap into what your gift is. You know, it was funny. I was told last night, you know, by a future business partner, he's going to come into my carrot bar business. And he told me, he says, you know, do you realize that you're like a mom figure? I say, oh, wait a minute, you're older than me, wait a second. He goes, no, you look like you're in your 30s. And I'm like, okay, you just saved yourself. You know, I said, I have a 30-year-old, so you really saved yourself. But he says, no, you have a nurturing way. You know, he's going through some medical issues, and he says, I want to thank you so much. You know, you talk to me like you're not trying to just get me into the business, being a business partner. You really care about people. And he says, that's a good quality that you have. I said, I'm just being me. You know, I says, remember, I was a nurse in another life. And I was just, seriously, I was concerned because of his health issue. I said, you know, he told me what was going on. I said, you need to address that. I said, that could be very serious. And, you know, he didn't take it serious, you know, not to say that some men, no, I'm only joking, but seriously, some men don't take their illnesses serious. Us women tend to take, you know, we listen to our bodies a little bit more. But he didn't take it serious. And I told him, I said, look, what you've told me, I really think you really need to see the doctor. That was the night before. And he did go to the doctor, and the doctor did say, yeah, you really, thank God you came in, you know, to see me, because it could have turned into something serious. And he thanked me. He says, you know, you were right on target that I needed to see the doctor for this particular situation. And, you know, he was thanking me for that. And he said, thank you for being nurturing and not, you know, concerned about me coming into the business. I said, that is not an issue. I said, you're going to come in anyway. It doesn't matter. But I just, like I said, I was just being me. You know, it's just, you got to be yourself and you got to have confidence in yourself. I mean, I had back in my previous life, you know, I laugh because I went to see my doctor yesterday, and it was funny because I had a student doctor in there, and he's asking, he goes, do you mind if I ask questions? And I'm like, no, that's okay. And I told him, I said, in my previous life, I was a nurse. He goes, oh, what, are you reincarnated? I said, no. I said, that was another chapter. You know, I joke about it because now I'm not a nurse anymore, but you'll always be a nurse. You know, so I was chuckling with that. But, you know, I just the point I was making in my other life, you know, before I became a life coach, I didn't have the self-esteem. You know, I keeping things, you know, listening to what the others' opinions of me was, which is was really none of my business, what other people's opinion of me was, you know, I shouldn't have given a damn. And now I really don't. I don't care. If you like me, you like me, cool. If you don't like me, you don't like me, cool. I don't care. You know, I have confidence in myself. I know what my abilities are. I know, you know, that I was put on this earth, you know, to help people, to guide them. That's why I became a coach. I'm here, you know, for my, you know, purpose, my life's journey. That's what I'm here for, and it's helping people along the way to get to their life's journeys and their life's goals. I, you know, I feel very, very confident, and I'm very strong, you know, in what I need to do and my life's purpose. But the point I'm making today is you can't please everybody. Same thing like when you're doing a business. You know, you're going to have people, I mean, I have people in my business that are, you know, they are strong-willed. They are independent with what they're doing. I don't try to please people. I'm very picky with the people I put in my business, who are my business partners are. I have had people that, well, you know, I built big organizations and yada, 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 yada. And, you know, if you want me in your business, you have to do this. Oh, hell no. I don't want you in my business, you know. And it was funny because it's like, what do you mean you don't want me in your business? You should be honored to have me in your business. I'm like, no, I don't like your attitude. I don't want you in my business. I don't want to work with you. You know, and it was funny because I had an owner of a company, ladies and gentlemen, who pitched me on that business. And they're trying to sway me from my carrot bars business and telling me, well, you know, if you come into this business, you know, this business is a consumable business and yada, 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 you know, and you really should, you know, join my business because it's a consumable and people are going to order it all the time. Well, I was in your business. And to tell you the truth, it was a hard sell because your particular product, I could go down to the store and buy cheaper. And why would somebody want to pay 10 times the amount for your product when they could go down to the store and get it? Okay? And it was so funny because he was trying to pitch me twice. He sent me emails. You know, he goes, well, you could, you know, pay, you could get a good pay from my product, even though it's much more pricier, but you could take that money and then you could buy your gold. Well, no, I want to help people with my business. And I blew him off. And I don't care that he's the owner of the company. So what? You know, and it was funny because I'm not, you know, my upline, you know, Dr. Brian, he goes, I guess you're not going to get that deal. I said, yep, I'm not going to get that sweet backdoor deal, you know, because I pissed the owner off, big deal. I don't care. I did not want to work with him. Why? Because I didn't like the arrogance he had. First of all, he put down my deal. You know, you wanted to work with me, guess what? You don't insult me. You don't put my deal down because it ain't going to happen, okay? That's the first, you know, 101, you don't do that. You don't put my deal down, okay? That's not going to, that's big no-no, you know? And you don't, you know, question my business, you know, ethics, and you don't, you know, come on really arrogant because I'm not going to have a business partner who's going to be arrogant. I'm very picky who I put in my business. Why? Because it's my business. You know, and I'm not trying to put myself that I'm better than anybody because I'm not. You know, I put my pants on just like every other guy and gal out there. You know, it is what it is. I'm just like everybody else. You know, nothing special, but it was just so funny how, you know, some people, you know, they think that they're better than everybody else, and it's not true. So, you know, I don't try to please everybody. I just, you know, I'm who I am. You know, I try to be, you know, I try to be as cordial as possible. I try to, you know, help people. But I'm not here to please everybody. I just, you know, I try to be the best that I can. I try to give all the support I can to my team and to my business partners. You know, and I try to work well with my teammates. you know, and I give everything I can, you know, to them and to anybody else to help them, whatever help that I can give them. But it's just funny how people, you know, there's expectations that, you know, they think because they have money that they could treat you a certain way. Well, it doesn't work that way. But anyway, you know, if you do have someone in your life that has these expectations that you are their personal happy person, well, I'm sorry, you're not. You know, you can make that person happy. If that's what you choose to do, if it's your choice that you want to make that person happy, wonderful. That's your choice, but not when you are forced to make someone happy. You know, that's a totally different conversation. You want to make people happy? That's wonderful. But don't make it to where it's sucking the life force out of you, because that's not your, it's really not your responsibility, you know, to make it, you know, where it's sucking your life. You got to make yourself happy first. You're just as important as that other person is, because how could you make somebody happy if you're not happy? Really, think about it. How could you make yourself happy if you're, how could you make other people happy if you're not happy? You're a very important person. You're very special. You have gifts that, you know, sometimes people don't even realize the gifts that they have because they're worrying about pleasing other people. Worry about pleasing yourself, and that's not selfish, that's not ego, because a lot of times we're brought up like, oh my God, you can't please yourself, that's not nice, you know, you're supposed to be having a servant's heart. Yes, you're supposed to have a servant's heart, but you're also supposed to please yourself, because when you're happy inside, you give off a energy, and you give off a smile, you give off happiness to others. And that's contagious, because when you're happy, it's such an energy. It's such a positive energy. And when you're smiling at someone else, well, guess what? They get that energy, and they give it off to someone else. It's almost like a circle of love. It really is amazing. Like, have you ever walked into a room and the energy's been positive, like somebody walks in like a party? Have you ever been to a really, really energetic party and somebody smiles at you and you smile at them, and then it's a wonderful feeling. It's like, wow, you know, it's like, wow, I love being here. It's like, it could be any occasion. It doesn't have to be just a party, but just people in general getting together for some happy cause. It's just wonderful. As well as, have you ever been to a place where, oh my God, get me out of here, because everybody is so depressed, everybody is so unhappy? You know, you could feel the vibe. It's the same thing. So you have to put yourself in a situation where you make yourself happy. And some people, you know, ask me, well, I don't know how to do that. I have no idea. And, you know, some people ask, well, are you kidding me? What do you mean you don't know how to make yourself happy? Seriously? Some people have no idea how to make themselves happy. So what I tell them in the mornings when you get up, you really should get up like half an hour earlier than the people that, you know, if you're home with family or even by yourself, you know, get up half an hour earlier than you need to get off to work or whatever. Give yourself your time. You need to have your own time. That's a time to go out, you know, if you have a backyard or whatever, or if you want to go take a walk or whatever, but give yourself your time. You know, if you have family with kids, whatever, give yourself your time and spend time with, you know, get a cup of coffee, get a cup of tea, whatever, go in your backyard, spend time with nature, especially now that we have spring. Thank you, Jesus. You know, go out there, listen to the birds, go out there and just soak up the energy, soak up nature. And I'm serious, you will feel so much better. You know, yes, it's going to ask you to go to bed a half an hour earlier because you're going to need it. But I'm telling you, you give yourself that time. When you go to work, you're going to feel more invigorated than if you go rushing out the door, you know, getting the kids on the bus, running here, running there, getting into traffic. You're going to be so stressed out when you get to work. But if you get up that half an hour earlier to clear your mind, to meditate, to talk to God, to talk to your higher power, whatever, you're going to feel at peace. I'm serious. I do this every morning. I get my half an hour. I get up earlier than everybody else in the house. I go outside. I let the dog out. He does his business. But I'm at peace. I can face the day. I know what I have to do. I get my work done. And I get breaks in between the day because I work from home, which is an awesome feeling. Not everybody could do that. But you got to make sure you take your breaks. You're entitled to that. Take your break. And even when you get home, you know, I know you want to get, you know, cooking started, whatever. You need to take a break. If, especially if people who work from home, you need to take your breaks. You need mental breaks. If you work, go to work, get outside if you can. You know, some bosses don't like you to go outside, you know, but go outside for a little bit. Take those breaks. It's really, really important. You need the mental breaks. But you got to make yourself happy. You know, those little things, whatever it is that make you happy, do it. Because you need that. You got to replace the negativities with the positivity in your life. Because people could suck your life force. They really could suck your energy. And that's how you get sick. I know. Some people believe it, some people don't, but trust me, it really is true. Before I got sick, I was on a course of negativity, crash course. It really was, because I was under so much stress. I was dealing with management from hell. They had expectations that were unrealistic. All they were concerned about were statistics. They didn't care. You know, you were sick. They didn't care what the hell. They just wanted you to see patients. They couldn't care less. They called them stats. They didn't even call them patients. They were clients. They were patients. You know, they couldn't care less what the heck, you know, was going on. You were in there for 2 hours because you had to, you know, you had to see a patient through a crisis, whatever. They couldn't care less. They just wanted you to see 10 cases, 12 cases. It was really unrealistic. You know, and I did. I wound up getting breast cancer, and it went downhill from there. But when I got, you know, when I quit nursing and got to be home, my life changed. I'm more at peace. I'm not an angry person. Things don't bother me. I don't sweat the small stuff. People said I've changed. You know, I really have a totally different outlook on life. I'm much healthier than I was. So seriously, stress and negativity and all that, unhappiness could kill you. It really could. You know, I was the one that found my breast cancer, you know, and it was thank God that I did, and thank God I changed my life. So I'm being really, really honest with you. You need to make yourself happy before you can make others happy. And again, if you have that person in your life that is sucking your life force, whose expectations are unrealistic. They want you to make them happy. You know, like every little thing is not good enough. Then you need to recheck your life and you need to see what is important to you. Because guess what? This is not a dress rehearsal. This is not, you know, you're going to come back again and you could do this again. No, this is a one-time deal. You got to make the best out of life. And this is your life. Your life is just as important as their life. You know, you have to really start thinking that way. And if you feel that you don't have the right self-esteem, you have low self-esteem, and that's why you're putting up with this person's crap, you have to reevaluate that and say, why am I putting up with it? And you have to say, you know what, I can't do this no more. And you have to be honest with that person and say, you know what, I can't do this no more. I can't be that happy, you know, I can't be your personal happy person. You know, you have to make your own happiness. And guess what? It may be tough love for that person if it's a family, you know, if it's a family member, especially if it's a child, because you know what? You're doing them an injustice because you're not going to be there for them forever. You're not. They need to make their own happiness because they also have to go through their own life's journey. Again, your birth certificate didn't say that you're their personal happy person. You're not. You have your own life's journey. You have your own thing that you have to go through. And you can't waste your energy and your time being their happy person. So I hope that that has helped. And, you know, I hope that this has helped, you know, the things that I've covered today has helped make your day and realize that you're very important and that you're very special and that you can't let anybody or anything get in your way of your happiness because you are important, you are special, and you have to take control of your life. And you can't let somebody, be it a neighbor, be it a family member, be it a boss, take control of your life or, you know, a spouse, a significant other, because that's toxic. It may not sound it. It's like, well, they just want me to make them happy. You know, no, it is toxic. It's a different way of control, and it's really no good. It really isn't, you know, because you really can't be that perfect person for that person. Yeah, look at that. You can't be that perfect person for that person. You can't. Because no matter what, they're going to find fault. You know, they're going to find there's something that you didn't do perfect because nobody is perfect. And like I said, you're not put on this earth to be perfect for that person. So like I said, you know, do a reality check for yourself. Make yourself happy, whatever it is. You know, if go ahead and, you know, get that extra ice cream. Go ahead if that makes you happy. It's okay. You know, or go and spend some time, you know, if you need to read a book or whatever, go out, get up early in the morning, go take a walk, whatever it is. Make sure that you make yourself happy because you're entitled to that. Everybody's entitled to some kind of happiness because, again, life is too short and you really, really, really need to make yourself happy because when you're happy, you're going to shine, you're going to spread that, and that really our world needs more happiness. It's a circle of love, and by you giving that happiness to other people, it's going to make a difference in other people's lives. Share that smile, because trust me, you know, a lot of people, I go to stores, I go all over, and just giving that little smile makes a difference in somebody's life, and you can make a difference in somebody's life, and if somebody who you've been trying to make happy, they don't appreciate you, well, hell with them, okay? I'm sorry to say it, well, hell with them. Because you've bent over backwards and they don't appreciate it, oh, well. You know, there's other people that would really appreciate you making them happy. So, again, you know, see what's important for you. You're here only a short time on this earth, so make sure that you make yourself happy. Again, I hope this episode has helped you. If you have any questions, reach out to me at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. I'll be back next Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern. And again, I don't know what I'll talk about, but I will be here. Have an awesome day. Be happy. Enjoy your day. Talk to you soon. Love you all. Take care. Bye-bye for now.